This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for September.
I can't believe it already.
Yikes. Labor Day weekend already.
I know.
Where did the summer go?
That's what me and Chris were just saying. What did we even do this summer? It seems like he was saying that, you know, that 1 month was so hot, everybody probably just stayed indoors and didn't do too much. And now it's gone.
Where did the summer go? It just boiled away is what it did. Well, and I've heard some folks talking harvest already.
Mm-hmm.
It seems way early for that.
Yeah.
But with the kind of summer we had, all bets are off.
Yeah. It also went in earlier, too. So.
Yeah. But I've heard some okay numbers.
Really?
Surprisingly enough, I've heard some decent bushel numbers anyway, and it's all dry. Won't be spending a lot of money on propane to dry this year, that's for sure. So, yeah, we'll see how things go. But, we're getting into that harvest season now where we start to see a lot of other activities going on and people kind of preparing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, harvest is a time of gathering from the fields, and sometimes we gather from the grocery stores and kind of start to bulk up a little bit because you know what comes next.
Winter.
Yeah. So all of a sudden kind of things start to change a little bit and, we kind of start to prepare for those kinds of things. So, lots of, we start to eat heavier too.
Yes.
Do you notice that?
Well, yeah, because it's cold out and you want that warm food and,
I've started getting the cravings for things already, like chili. Even though it's 90-some degrees outside
Me too, with soups.
But soups and chili and things like the heavier, so roasts and things, you know. A lot of the things, because we don't eat a lot of that stuff in the summertime.
No.
Actually, this year, I think we've changed our eating habits more than any year I've seen at my house because, well, partly because we did want to lose a few pounds, but also, you know, it just, you kind of get into some habits and stuff. I know early in the summer, we were eating a lot of salads and stuff, light things.
Right.
We tend to eat, everyone's eating habits, I think, at home are different. You know, growing up, Dad got off work at 5 and dinner was to be on the table when he got home. That's just kind of the way things always were in a lot of households, I'm sure. But I can't even imagine eating at 5 o'clock. I'm usually not home at 5 o'clock.
No, no kidding.
But, you know, we usually eat at our house, it's usually going on around 7 o'clock, thereabouts. It's a little bit later. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's healthy or not. You know, all the nutrition experts tell us that if you're trying to lose weight, the last thing you want to do is eat right before you go to bed.
Eat late, yeah.
Well, I don't go to bed at 7 o'clock, but, you know, you don't have a lot of time to kind of let that settle and work off either. But, you know, we tend to eat a little bit later like that. But, you know, I've noticed that things have kind of changed. We tended to eat a lot lighter over the summer. But over the last couple of weeks, all of a sudden it seems to be heavying up. It must be the start of the football season, and it just gets in our mind
that
we
football
should...
snacky foods and...
Well, that's the other part of it, too. You know, football is a different beast. Now, some people might sit back and say, oh, who cares about football? I don't care. Well, you know, really, this country really tends to... I mean, that's my observation, is this country tends to change during football season. Whether you like football or not, odds are you probably are at a party or some sort of a gathering at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Saturdays, especially during the college football season, probably more so than the NFL season on Sundays, people gather for football games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more people go to college games. There are a lot more college games, of course, than NFL games. But a lot more people are involved in college football activities than NFL stuff. So on college Saturdays, and of course this Saturday things got underway, but it seems like a lot of people gather. I know people who go to the games but don't go to the games.
Just go to tailgate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They'll go to tailgate and they'll have a TV or a radio with them and they'll just be outside the stadium listening to the game, still tailgating during the course of. They don't have tickets, they don't intend to go in, but they want to be a part of it.
Wow.
But my point is, it changes the way we eat.
Yeah.
Even if you don't go to a game, do you find yourself on, say, a Saturday, if you're going to sit down and watch your favorite college football team play, do you make some different types of snack things and what have you?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of dip or, you know, chips at least.
Things change, you know, a little taco salad or, you know, whatever, a plate of nachos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the last thing we, they don't serve carrots and broccoli sticks when you go to, celery
to
sticks
game,
rather,
though.
When you go to a football game.
See a lot of hot dogs and nachos and pizzas.
You don't see a lot of the healthy stuff like that. So,
it's
incumbent upon us outside of football days, which I know those are difficult to find because you can find football on almost every night of the week.
Yeah.
It's incumbent upon us to try as best we can to do the healthy stuff otherwise. So that's your tip for the week.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Exactly.
Not going to happen, huh?
Probably not, sadly.
You know, we get a kick every now and again of looking through some of the area newspapers. We subscribe to a number of the area newspapers here. And it's always kind of funny to look back in those old, you know, where they reprint old columns, old newspaper items and things. And There were some of them that we noticed this week that just kind of stood out to us. So we thought we'd kind of have a little bit of fun with that.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting the way they wrote and some of the things that were news maybe 100 years ago or more. In the Griswold newspaper, the Griswold American, this last week, they had a couple of old articles, old notes in there from 75 years ago. One of them said, Mr. and Mrs. Archie Matley are parents of a son, a daughter of the regulation weight. Was born to Mr. and Mrs. O.S. Mundorf of Waveland Township. What is the regulation weight for a baby?
I don't know what that is supposed to mean.
I mean, I realize there's kind of what we consider to be kind of a, you know, a healthy weight.
Yeah, are they saying a heavier baby or just a tiny baby? I don't know.
I didn't know there were rules and regulations on how big a baby had to be. I mean, what do you do? Do you have to throw it back if it's not? I know if you catch a fish that's not regulation, you throw it back.
Yeah.
What do you do with? I don't know.
It's different,
but it's the way they wrote.
Yeah.
Nowadays we just put in it was 7 pounds 8 ounces.
Yeah.
But regulation weight. So there you go.
Good amount, I guess.
Here's one also that was in this. This is in the same one you actually found this in the Griswold American as well. And this we kind of got a chuckle out of this. It says this is from 75 years ago, mind you. It says the alley cat that has been playing havoc with chickens in the southwest part of town is no more. This has been one of the most destructive cats that has ever been kept in Griswold, and it is estimated that he had killed several hundred chickens before he was finally shot and killed.
That's got to be one fat cat. I mean, how did it go, so long not getting shot itself?
What's the favorite part of the chicken?
I don't know.
Was he a wing or a leg man?
I don't know. Hard to say.
I don't know if I don't know what the chicken did with the cat did with the chickens, but if he doesn't have any blue cheese dressing, you can't have buffalo
and wings.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there sauce missing perhaps too back then? We'd have to see, but the cat was no more. You probably hear some of that stuff these days. It might not be attacking chickens, but. Some stray cats here and there in different places, wreaking havoc on things. Here's one I found in the Avoca newspaper. This is from 127 years ago. This was originally from 1885. This one says, on Thursday night, a fight took place between two women on the south side, in which a hatchet was brought into use. Now, it's starting to sound bad.
A little scary.
It says, as the hatchet disappeared after striking one of the women, it is suggested by another Southside woman that the doctors should be called in to probe for it. Our modesty prevents us from attempting to locate, in print, the particular part of the anatomy struck by the hatchet.
I can only imagine. Either way, yikes.
You'd see it on cable television today.
Today you would, yeah.
No modesty there.
No.
But yeah, that's 127 years ago in the Avoca newspaper. So, we see some of those kind of interesting little articles now and again. I thought they were kind of interesting, kind of funny. I also was just kind of looking up. I just Googled the other day. I Googled a little thing, just put in funny newspaper headlines.
Okay.
Funny newspaper stories. And it came up with this is a website called Oddie.com, and it lists the 20 funniest newspaper headlines ever. Now, some of these I'm going to read. Some of them I'm not going to read.
The little naughty.
Some of them are probably not, they're probably not for prime time, okay? But some of them are kind of funny here.
Okay.
It says, Alton attorney accidentally sues himself.
What?
How do you accidentally, accidentally sue yourself? It's kind of tough to do that. That's not the easiest thing to do. Here's one. It says, county to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds. We don't have any money, so we're going to spend lots of money letting you know about it. How tough is that? Volunteers search for old Civil War planes. There's a funny one for you. Civil War planes? Really? You're going to be looking a long time to try to find any of those. Let's see. One of those. Here's another one. It says, Army vehicle disappears. Now, this is from an Australian newspaper, so don't worry, it's not ours. How does it disappear? It says an Australian Army vehicle worth $74,000 has gone missing after being painted with camouflage. That's how it disappears. Here's one that doesn't list what newspaper this one was from, but the headline reads, Meeting on Open Meetings is Closed. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And here's, well, there's another one here. It's just full of all kinds of acronyms, so it's not even worth reading because it's hard to follow anyway. But a lot of interesting stuff in some of these area newspapers. There are some of them that are kind of funny. Here's one that was in a newspaper. The lights went out at a football field during a high school football game, and it says this, and there's a picture in the newspaper. There's an actual picture, and it says, this is an artist's conception of the Mount Pleasant High School football field Friday after an electrical transformer blew, knocking out the stadium power. So it knocked out the stadium lights. So the newspaper artist drew a conception of what it looked like. And if you're trying to figure out what that looked like and you're guessing, you're probably right. It's a big black square. That's all it is, a big black square. Here's one, too. I don't know what newspaper this was in, but it says, caskets found as workers demolish mausoleum. And the subheadline says, we had no idea anyone was buried there. Yeah, because your first guess should have been it was a mausoleum. You might have thought about that. Here's one. It says, this. I don't know what newspaper this is, but it says, Waterford boy 8 saves sister's life. So it sounds like a great story. But the subheadline, a quote from the boy, he says, quote, I wouldn't do it again. She's been a pain this week. I bet he would, too. Let's see. Where are we? Here's one. It says, Utah Poison Control Center reminds everyone not to take poison. Wow. I hope we're not paying those bureaucrats very much, or they in the state of Utah. And there are plenty of other ones, too, but it's... Some of them are really kind of bizarre. Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons. No kidding. It's amazing when you look around, you can really see some of the things that really show up in newspapers. It's kind of hard to believe that some of those things actually do show up in newspapers because they're just kind of so outlandish anyway. And I've got... one more that I wanted to throw in here, too, and that is this one, because it's just so ridiculous. This is from back in 1999. It was a headline in a newspaper in Colorado Springs. It says, statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25. After age 25. Did someone forget to tell them that age 20 you're no longer a teenager? Apparently someone needs to learn how to count at that particular publication. So, yeah, lots of strange things there. Hey, let's take a look at some of the things that are going on around the area here in the coming days and weeks. Stacy's got a full list of things, and she'll dive into that here in just a little bit. But here are a few things that are going on here very soon that you might want to get involved in. Number one here, the Cass County Museum is presenting a dinner theater, Whodunit, on September 15th at 6 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. So it's still coming up just a couple of weeks away. You can get your tickets from Lila Hogaveen, Shauna Putnam. Tickets also can be purchased at the museum or at Petals and Pages. They have a number of local folks in the cast, so if you want to be a part of that and enjoy a great evening, again, the Cass County Museum Dinner Theater Whodunit will be September 15th at the Griswold Community Building, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock in the evening. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of the activities going on with that. Also coming up here very soon, in fact, right after this holiday weekend, a lot of folks won't be working on Monday. Of course, we have that holiday, Labor Day. We celebrate work by not working. So a lot of folks will have Monday off. So Tuesday will be the start of the work week for a lot of folks. So just a reminder, too, that the Harlan Bloodmobile, the American Red Cross, will hold a Bloodmobile in Harlan this Tuesday, September 4th. It'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and that'll be at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. You can call Anita at 755-5221 if you'd like to schedule your appointment. And walk-ins, of course, are always welcome as well. So keep that on the calendar because that comes up right after we finish up this Labor Day holiday weekend. Also coming up next week, the Audubon County Republican Picnic will be held. That'll be Wednesday, September 5th, and that'll be in the Legion Park Shelter House in Exira. The picnic begins at 6 o'clock. The main speakers include Congressman Steve King and candidates Mark Sagebart and Barney Bornhoft. Well, you can enjoy an evening chatting with the candidates one-on-one along with many other folks. Tickets are $15 a piece or $25 if you come as a couple. There'll be door prizes and food and all kinds of stuff there, too. That's the Audubon County Republican Picnic, Wednesday, September 5th at the Legion Park Shelter House in Exira. Again, that gets started at 6 o'clock in the evening. I do have a few other things here, too. I might as well dive right into them before we turn things over to young Miss Stacy over here. The St. Mary's Church, Catholic Church in Oneida will be holding a chicken dinner Sunday, September 9th. That'll be at the church from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, homemade salads, and desserts. Lots of good stuff. They hope to have a nice crowd for that. Also, the Casey Service Club is having its annual scholarship dinner and pie auction on Sunday, September 9th. That'll be at the Casey Community Building from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Turkey, potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, rolls, dessert, drinks, all for your free will donation. There'll be a pie auction during the meal as well. Other baked items and goodies will be auctioned off also to help out the cause. That's Sunday, September 9th, the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Casey Community Building for their scholarship dinner and pie auction. And also, don't forget, the Adair County Corn and Soybean Association's 16th Annual Field Day comes up next week, Thursday, September the 6th. The field day highlighting two variety test plots conducted by the association. So folks will have a chance to tour the corn and soybean test plots. And that's on the Gene Buckmiller Farm, a quarter mile east of the Orient Maxburg School. Now they'll start out with a 6 p.m. complimentary supper that'll consist of pork loin, potato salad, baked beans, and brownies at the test plot site. At 7 o'clock, participants will take that walking tour through the 32 different corn and 30 different soybean varieties. Contact Brian Roerig if you'd like some more information on that. So some stuff coming up here pretty quick. I know you got plenty more to tell us about.
I sure do. Coming up on Sunday, Xyra Mason's annual Labor Day weekend breakfast. It's on September 2nd from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving lots of goodies, pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, and it's all you can eat, and it's for a free will donation. The Viola School and Community Reunion will be held on September 2nd at 12:30 at the Memorial Building in Audubon. It's a catered dinner, and you can pay at the door, or you can call also Laurel Nielsen for reservations. The number is 712-782-3515. The Shelby County Extension Office, they're going to be closed on Monday, September 3rd and Tuesday, September 4th. Tickets are now available for the Simon Estes concert. That's on September 30th at 4 at the Audubon High School gym. You can get your tickets now. They're just $20 for adults or $10 for ages 18 and under. It's sponsored by the ACHF and others in celebration of Audubon County Memorial Hospital's 60th anniversary. You can get your tickets in Atlantic at KJAN, in Audubon at ACMH Business Office and ACH Foundation Office, Audubon State Bank and Landman's Bank. In Elkhorn, they're available at the Danish Windmill and Elkhorn Pharmacy. In Xyra, at the Exchange State Bank and Xyra Medical Clinic. In Kimbleton, at Landman's Bank. And in Manning, at the Manning Insurance Agency. The Grant Community Preservationists, they will host their second annual Labor Day Country Music Festival. That's on Monday, September 3rd, and it's at the Grant Park Opry. Entertainment will begin at 2 with a $5 gate fee for all persons 12 and over, and children under 12 are free. In addition to the entertainment, they'll have food, and they'll be serving hot dogs and Polish sausages, chips, cookies and bars, strawberry and root beer floats, and soda. Coffee, iced tea, and water will be available free of charge. Attendees should bring your own lawn chairs, and proceeds from this event support GCP's work to maintain the Grant Park and to restore the Grant Masonic Lodge. In case of rain, they will hold this on September 8th. Join the Lewistown and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man on September 3rd at the Lewis Community Center. They'll be serving pancakes and sausage, juice, and coffee for a free will donation from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. Also, the KJN office will be closed on Monday, September 3rd. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic on September 5th. That is from 11 to 4 at Molly in Atlantic. The Nishna Valley Shrine Club will meet at the Feedlot Restaurant in Atlantic on September 5th at 6:30, a social hour, followed by the regular meeting at 7. Coming up next Friday, the Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free Mysterious Monarchs program. That's on September 7th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis at 7 p.m. and also at the Camblin Addition Shelter at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic on September 8th at 2. You can discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south. They will tag monarchs and show you how. If you would like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for the kit. You can call 769-2372 to pre-register for the kit. And you do not have to be a registered camper to attend the program. So that's the free Mysterious Monarchs program. One of them is on September 7th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis at 7, and then also at Camlin Addition Shelter at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic on September 8th, and that is at 2 p.m. The Guthrie County Extension and Outreach Office will be celebrating the annual Cyhawk football game with a tailgate party on September 7th from 11 to 2. They'll be serving free hot dogs and water, so come help them cheer on your favorite Iowa team. This is Iowa's biggest rivalry and a day Iowa football fans wait for all year, so go and help them tailgate. Hunter Safety Education Online Field Day. That will be held on September 8th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Nishnabend Recreation Area. Anyone born after January 1st, 1972 must complete a Hunter Safety Education course in order to obtain an Iowa hunting license. You can also go to iowadnr.gov/training to get signed up. You must register for this field day online at the website. You must complete online class before coming to the field day, and you must bring your online completion voucher to be admitted. If you have any questions, you can call 712-579-3032. T-Bone Golf Tournament is going to be held on September 9th at the Golf and Country Club at 8 a.m. at 1. Anita Home and Garden Club Annual Flower Show will be held on September 10th from 12:30 to 3. It's at the Anita Community Center. They will have a program by David Clausen at 1. The theme is surprises, and a flower show is dedicated to deceased past presidents. Tickets are available for lots of goodies, and everyone is welcome. You can come and bring a friend, enjoy the flowers and program, and silver tea. That's the Anita Home and Garden Club Annual Flower Show on September 10th from 12:30 to 3. Red Cross Blood Drive coming up in Elkhorn. That's on September 12th from 11:30 to 5:30, and that will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Also on September 12th is Four Shillings Short. They'll be playing at the Danish Windmill on September 12th from 7 to 8:30, and that is a free family concert.
Very good. Lots of stuff going on. Yikes, very busy. We need to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Okay, back with birthdays, anniversaries, and all kinds of fun stuff. You have some birthdays?
I sure do. Over at the St. Lutheran Home, we have just one birthday coming up, September 1st. Happy birthday to Clyde Fram. He's celebrating his birthday on September 1st, so happy birthday to him. Let's see here. The family of Larry Erickson has requested a card shower in her honor for her 90th birthday. That's on September 5th. You can send a card to her at 71384 680th Street in Cumberland, 50843. Again, happy birthday to Lori Erickson, celebrating her 90th birthday on September 5th. You can send her a card to 71384 680th Street in Cumberland, 50843. The family of Ida Melman would like to honor her with a card shower for her birthday. She'll be turning 96 on September 4th. You can send her a card to 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, 51535. So happy 96th birthday to Ida Melman, celebrating her birthday on September 4th. And you can send her a card to wish her happy birthday at 106 Harrison Street in Griswold, 51535.
I have a couple of anniversaries here to share with you as well. One coming up this weekend, September 2nd. Happy 40th anniversary to Rick and Kathy Linfer from your family. Why'd you slide that over to me? Why didn't you just do it?
I don't know.
You know those?
I might know them.
You know those people.
I know those people very well, yes.
Be nice to those people.
I should try to be, yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
Those people serve as babysitters.
Yes, they do.
They're the most valuable commodity on earth.
Yes, yes.
Rick and Kathy Linfer, 40th anniversary wish. Again, that's from your family. Coming up September 2nd. Hope you have a great day.
Yes.
And also, we have a 50th wedding anniversary note here for Leon and Judy Thompson. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary with an open house on Sunday, September 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Memorial Building in Audubon. So congratulations to those folks, and you have a little advance notice here. Again, that's Sunday, September 9th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Memorial Building in Audubon, the 50th anniversary open house for Leon and Judy Thompson. So congratulations to those folks.
Yeah.
I don't have any birthdays. No babies. Tell you about this time around. No, I just don't. Just the way it goes. One thing, though, I wanted to ask you about, were you mud bogging this week?
On Monday, we're going to Guthrie Center.
I don't think we could be doing two more different things this holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
You're mud bogging, I'm golfing.
Yeah, completely different, that's for sure.
I mean, golf is kind of a stand-up, hoity-toity, you know.
Sweater around the neck.
Stay clean kind of thing. Well, no, not exactly, but, you know, you're staying clean, you're not, you know. Mud bogging?
Not so much.
Yeah, you pretty much... It doesn't really matter where you go. You're not out of range of some of that splatter.
No, especially when the last one we went to in Messina, you'll definitely get a little mud on you. But Guthrie Center, you're up in the stands more, so you're pretty good.
Your husband's gotten this crazy notion that he should be mud bogging.
Yep. It's pretty fun. He got third last time, so.
You know, sometimes that's kind of the way it goes with spouses.
Yeah.
And it usually seems to be more with the wife. You may have had a favorite football team or baseball team growing up, but whatever your husband's is, because he seems to be more fanatical about it, it has to be your new favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the way things seem to go.
Yeah.
So now he's into mud bogging, so you just kind of don't have a choice.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I was a little skeptical at first, and, you know, it's like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And he's like, well, at least you can't act like you're happy. You know, I'm like, well, I'm just being honest. But no, it's pretty fun.
So what are you going to make him do and watch you? What are you going to get into so he has to sit and watch you?
He can just take me shopping. That's fine with me.
That's good enough?
You know, that's good enough for me. Yeah.
Easy trade.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, there you go. If he has any money left over after he overhauls his mud bog truck.
Well, if he wins, then there you go.
Do you split the proceeds?
Him and his dad do, since they're on the truck together, actually. Spending the money on the parts and everything.
Well, I hope he at least buys you a hot dog when you go to watch.
He does.
Okay.
He does.
Very good. Well, hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy. And everybody enjoy. I assume most folks will be getting a little extra long weekend this time around. So have fun with that. And we'll see you back here again, I guess, next weekend.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, it's all the time we have. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.